I'm Ian Pickus for WAMC News. The last two national champions in women's college basketball will meet Monday night in Albany with a trip to the Final Four on the line. You could say the regional final at the Times Union Center has been a year in the making. Last March, UConn was stunned in its pursuit of a fifth straight national championship by Mississippi State in the Final Four. That ended a 111-game winning streak. South Carolina took advantage of the rare Huskyless title game and won its first NCAA tournament title. Gamecocks fans hope that was just the start. Saturday in Albany, second-seeded South Carolina ended 11th-seeded Buffalo's Cinderella run by grinding out a 79-63 win, and number one overall seed UConn remained unbeaten, 72-59 over 5th-seeded Duke. As usual, the women's hoops world revolves around UConn. Coach Gina Oriyama is seeking his 12th national championship and 11th straight Final Four. Senior guard Kia Nurse says the Huskies are taking it one game at a time.
You know, I think we're excited. You can never take any winner within this tournament for granted. You never know which one's going to be your last one. And when you're a senior, they're all your last one. but it's definitely exciting.
Earlier in the tourney, UConn knocked off in-state foe Quinnipiac by 25 points after a 140-52 win over St. Francis in the first round. The regional final is a rematch of a February 1st road 83-58 win by UConn, one of just six losses for the Gamecocks on the season. If UConn is the A-lister, South Carolina deserves its share of the Klieg Lights, too. In the Sweet 16 for the fifth straight year, the Gamecocks boast probably the nation's best player. Senior Aja Wilson is a three-time Conference Player of the Year and is projected as a top pick in the upcoming WNBA draft. South Carolina came into the weekend with the fourth-best offense in the country, but is winless against UConn in six all-time meetings. No surprise, the best offense in the nation belongs to UConn. Again, Kia Nurse.
You know, I think every team is different within postseason than they are within the regular season, so I think it'll be a great test. They're a battle every single time that we play them, and their size and their length and athleticism is always a bit of an issue for teams, so hopefully we can kind of combat that.
It's a tall order for anyone to beat the Huskies, who've won 193 of 195 games. Wilson says South Carolina must cut down on turnovers after committing 26 against Buffalo.
That's kind of not us, and we're just going to get back to our system. And, of course, we hate that, and it's not good going into Monday because that's a glaring stat on the stat sheet. But it's something that we can fix because the turnovers weren't forced. It was really just us. So I think once we kind of settle down and start looking at the defense more, those turnovers will be cut in half.
UConn junior Katie Lou Samuelson, the Conference Player of the Year, says it would be a mistake to put too much emphasis on the team's first meeting.
Well, we know just right off the bat it's going to be a completely different game than when we played them earlier this season, you know. I think, you know, they're going to hold that and really bring it at us because of how we played at their place, and we played really well as a team, so we want to play the same type of way, but we know that they're going to bring something different.
South Carolina coach Dawn Staley is a Hall of Famer and former WNBA star.
It's about us continuing to make history for our program. You know, it's a bid to go to the Elite Eight. And I think, we all want to continue to play. We all have aspirations of winning the national championship. When the ball is, you know, tipped up, I think it's anybody's game at that point. I don't think our kids are playing with any extra pressure.
Whichever team wins, part of the story of the tournament has been the Times Union Center itself, which has been undergoing a $20 million makeover. The county-owned arena will host another women's regional next year, and the return of the men's tournament in 2020 after a 17-year absence. Attendance was more than 10,000, no doubt boosted by the proximity to Storrs, Connecticut and Buffalo, and the inclusion of Duke, which has fans everywhere. Tonight's winner heads to the Final Four in Columbus, Ohio on Friday. In Albany, this is Ian Pickus for WAMC News.
South Carolina first foul number 4, Kanye Kleene. That's her first.